Now, who are they? The Zoomers, the so-called snowflake generation. What are their hopes and dreams? They've arrived to adulthood in a country that some might say has never had it so good, yet they could be living in their childhood bedroom into their late 30s. And coming out of their teens, they're already worried about finding work. New research into Gen Z called Joining the Dots in Early Careers, carried out by Harvest Research, tells us that 30% of the workforce will be made up of this generation by the end of next year. And the survey suggests they have different views on work to their employers. Early Careers strategist and founder of Future Roots is Sinead Darcy, who joins us now. Sinead, good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
Now, you know, it's hard to generalise about individuals, but insofar as you can do so, will you tell me about the shared characteristics and the shared values of Gen Z?
So Gen Z, I guess, to give a bit of context, they range in age from 12 to 27. So the 12-year-olds are just about to finish primary school, and the 27-year-olds have probably just finished a graduate program and moving into, you know, team lead or junior management roles. They're the newest entrants to the workplace, and they've really come under the spotlight now, with employers really feeling their presence in the workplace. And that's really what led to this research between myself and people development consultancy Harvest.
All right. What did you find out? How many of them did you look at?
So we looked at, actually, we wanted to join the dots across the stakeholders, because normally when you look at research in this space, it either looks at one perspective, like an employer's perspective or a student perspective or a graduate perspective. So we actually looked at joining the dots across all three stakeholders. We talked to students who were in their final year of university, so looking to the jobs market and looking for employment post-graduation. We looked to employers who had well-established graduate programs, and then to graduates who were at least 12 months or more within those employers. So that gave us a very holistic and comprehensive view of the views of all the stakeholders and the pain points and expectations of all of them as well in the process.
So tell us about some of those expectations.
So I suppose for this generation, I mean, every generation is shaped by the environment in which they grew up. And this generation were shaped by rising cost of living, global unrest. They're the first digitally fluent generation. So they grew up with a smartphone in their hand and social media from day one. And, you know, they have really suffered. And we're still looking at the hangover from COVID in terms of the isolation of the pandemic. So this is a generation where, you know, some of them would have completed their qualification online. They would have started their first job, be that a graduate program or an entry-level role online. So there is a little bit of a hangover from that in relation to COVID. So these guys are not used to, so other generations like millennials, Gen X, boomers, they would be used to the 9-to-5, Monday to Friday traditional work model. Mm. But these guys, this generation, they are used to remote, flexible or hybrid working, and that's their modus operandi. That's what they're used to and that's what they've grown up with. So these guys, what we find out in the research is they're very values driven. So if we think of an example of a Gen Z, or, you know, Greta Thunberg is an example of that. So we know that this generation are very environmentally conscious, they value authenticity, and they're actually very entrepreneurial, which is amazing for employers. They're very creative, innovative and independent. But the research showed us that employers don't know how to tap into that. And they're very conscious that they have these individuals in front of them that are very digitally savvy and very good at working cross-culturally in very diverse teams, but they don't know how to actually get the most out of them.
Well, some advice then for the employers who are listening this morning. How do you get the best from this values-driven generation?
So the number one thing that came out of the research really was around they're values driven and they want clarity. So we say from the research, clarity is king. So that means they want clarity on, well, what are your values as an employer? What do you expect from me? And what will you give me in return? It's kind of a very transactional mindset that this generation have. So, what money will you give me? Will you give me stability? What career progression opportunities will you give me? So really for an employer listening today, it'll be understanding this generation. You know, they're not just graduates anymore. They are now junior managers and they are your leadership pipeline into the future. So we really need to spend the time in understanding them and really embracing those strengths, that digital savviness and understanding how to tap into that creative, innovative mindset.
So does that transactional relationship now that Gen Z wants from the workforce, is that leading to much conflict with employers?
Yeah, a really big theme are in the HR space this year is around employer branding. And when we talk about employer branding, we're talking about, well, what are the values of the organization? And as I said, the research show that these are very value-driven individuals. So employer value proposition, EVP, is, they say, it's the VIP of 2025 in terms of HR trends. And basically, employer value proposition is about, well, what will an employee get in exchange for the work that they do? And this generation, if we think about the economic climate currently, you know, the cost of living, housing crisis, etc., they obviously want to know, well, what are you going to give me for the work I'm going to do? And that's where this transactional piece is coming from.
And just very quickly, are they collegiate?
Absolutely. Collaboration is very important to this generation. They actually like going into the office if there is a purpose to being there. So they don't like presenteeism for presenteeism's sake. But if there's a reason to be there where they can learn from each other in their peer group, but more importantly, from more senior people within the business, then absolutely. Okay. They enjoy that.
Lots of food for thought there from Future Roots. Sinead Darcy, thank you very much for joining us. Coming up now to 10 minutes to 8. We're back with business after this.